Right. So today we're going to be doing a deep dive on a blog post
Okay.
called Do Submarine Swim?
Oh, wow.
It's by Jerick Jonio over on the coach's website. And, you know, I just love that title. I think it's so intriguing. And when you think about it in relation to AI and higher education, it's fascinating. So whether you're a faculty member who's been, you know, feeling those tremors of this AI earthquake, and maybe you're looking for ways to integrate it into your teaching, or you're just curious about what all the buzz is about, this deep dive, I think, is going to be for you.
I love how Jonio uses this question to kind of reframe the conversation about AI.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's taking us back to basics and asking us to really examine our assumptions about, you know, what AI is, what it can do, what it can't do. And he borrows this question from the linguist Noam Chomsky.
Oh, okay.
Who used it to challenge our ideas about language and meaning.
So how does this whole submarine question relate to AI? I'm kind of intrigued.
Well, think about it. You know, a submarine operates underwater, but does it really swim in the same way that a fish does?
Right. It's a different kind of movement.
Exactly. So just like we wouldn't say a submarine swims, Jonio is arguing that while AI can generate text or answer questions, maybe that doesn't mean it's thinking in the same way that humans do.
Okay. So it's about sort of being precise with our language and not getting caught up in, you know, this debate about whether AI can think, but instead focusing on what it can actually do.
Right, and how that changes the way we approach education.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe let's talk a bit about what AI can do and how that relates to higher education.
Well, one of the things AI can do incredibly well is predict.
Predict.
Like these large language models, you know, the one behind ChatGPT, they're essentially prediction machines. They've been trained on massive amounts of data, text, and code.
Right.
And they can use that data to predict what comes next in a sequence.
Okay.
Whether it's words in a sentence or lines of code in a program.
So if AI is really good at predicting and even, you know, arguably giving us answers.
Right.
What does that mean for faculty? Like, what's left for us to do in the classroom?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? It really forces us to rethink that traditional model of education where, you know, the faculty member is the sage on the stage.
Right. The dispenser of knowledge.
Exactly. And if that knowledge is already readily available to students through these AI tools, then our role as educators has to evolve.
So are we moving away from being the answer key and becoming more like, I don't know, maybe navigators?
I like that.
You know, helping students to navigate this sea of information and make sense of it all.
Yeah, it's about shifting the focus from just passively receiving information to actively engaging with it, questioning it, and ultimately constructing their own understanding.
So it's about inquiry then.
It is. It's about inquiry.
So not just about finding the right answers, but knowing what questions to ask in the first place.
Exactly. And that becomes even more important in an AI-driven world where we're bombarded with information constantly.
No, absolutely. You know, students need to be able to sift through all that noise and figure out what's credible, what's relevant.
Yeah, they need those critical evaluation skills.
Right. So how do we cultivate that kind of thinking in our students?
Yeah.
How do we create this culture of inquiry in the classroom,
especially
now with AI in the mix?
Well, Jonio talks about faculty becoming architects of inquiry.
Okay.
That's about designing those learning experiences that really challenge students to think for themselves.
Okay.
To use AI as a tool for exploration.
Right.
Not just as a shortcut to the answer.
Architects of inquiry. I love that term. So what would that look like in a, you know, in a real classroom setting? What are some concrete examples of how faculty can design these inquiry-based learning experiences?
Sure. Well, one example could be, you know, using AI as a collaborative research partner.
Okay.
Imagine a group of students working together to research a complex issue like climate change.
Yeah.
They could use AI tools to gather and analyze data from various sources, identify trends, even generate visualizations.
So it's like AI becomes like a super-powered research assistant in a way.
Exactly.
Helping them to process information more efficiently.
And freeing up their cognitive bandwidth to focus on those higher-level thinking skills.
Right, like analyzing the data.
Right.
Synthesizing it.
Yeah, drawing conclusions and then presenting their findings in a compelling way.
And because they're working together, they're also, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other, challenging each other's perspectives, building those teamwork skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the faculty member's role then becomes more about guiding and supporting, making sure students are using AI effectively and ethically.
Right. That makes sense. So it sounds like AI can really push us to be more creative and thoughtful in our teaching.
I think so. It's an opportunity to rethink our role as educators and design learning experiences that are more engaging, more relevant, and ultimately more meaningful for students.
I completely agree with you there.
And we're back to our deep dive, you know, on AI and higher education and inquiry-based learning.
Yeah. It's so interesting to think about all this, you know, with this backdrop of AI and, you know, how we can make sure we're still, you know, encouraging students to really dig deep and ask those questions and not just rely on AI to give them the answers.
Yeah. And you know, in Johnio's piece, he really highlights how AI can be a tool for that inquiry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about replacing the human element.
Right.
But it's about really augmenting it and creating new ways for exploration and discovery.
Yeah. I think it's so important to emphasize that because there's a lot of anxiety right now about AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in education, people are worried about, you know, robots replacing teachers.
Right.
And students just becoming overly reliant on technology.
Yeah.
But it seems like Johnio's argument is it's much more nuanced than that.
Absolutely. It's about seeing AI as a partner in learning, a partner that can help us do things we couldn't do before, see things from different angles, ask new and more challenging questions.
So let's get practical here. We've talked about, you know, collaborative research projects, simulations. How else can faculty, you know, really incorporate AI into this inquiry-based learning?
Well, one strategy that I find really effective is using AI as a starting point for discussion.
Okay.
So, for example, you could ask students to use ChatGPT to generate a response to a prompt or a question, something related to your course material.
And then use that AI-generated response as a springboard for a deeper conversation.
Exactly. You could ask students to analyze it. You know, what are its strengths? What are its weaknesses?
Yeah.
What are some alternative perspectives? What are the ethical implications?
Right.
You could even ask them to challenge the AI's assumptions.
It's almost like using AI as a provocateur.
Yeah.
To really get them thinking critically and creatively.
Right. And it also models that healthy skepticism that we need to have in this age of information overload.
That's so important. We can't just, you know, take everything AI tells us at face value.
Exactly. We need to question it, interrogate it, consider its biases.
Hmm. Yeah. And that's where our role as faculty, I think, becomes even more important.
Right.
We're not just content experts anymore.
Yeah.
We're guides, mentors,
yeah.
you know, facilitators, helping students navigate all of this and develop those critical thinking skills.
Absolutely.
So it's almost like AI is forcing us to become better teachers in a way.
I think so.
To really think deeply about pedagogy
and
how we can create those engaging and challenging learning experiences.
Yeah, it's pushing us to be more creative, to experiment more, to step outside our comfort zones.
Which is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're asking our students to be lifelong learners, to embrace new technologies and new ways of thinking, we need to do the same.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about using AI as a starting point for discussion. What about other things like personalized learning? Can AI play a role there?
Definitely. I think AI can be really powerful for personalizing the learning experience.
Okay.
You know, you could use AI to create adaptive learning pathways where students progress at their own pace and receive feedback tailored to their individual needs.
You know, we talk a lot about personalized learning, but it can be so hard to actually implement.
Yeah.
Especially in, you know, large classes.
Right.
Could AI help us overcome some of those hurdles?
I think so. It could also help us identify students who might be struggling and give them extra support.
Okay, so this is all sounding very promising and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should also, you know, acknowledge that there are some challenges with integrating AI.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
What about things like access and equity? Making sure that all students have the same opportunities to benefit.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. And we need to be mindful of that as we move forward.
Yeah.
You know, we have to make sure that AI is being used to close that digital divide.
Right.
Not to widen it.
Exactly. And what about bias?
Yeah, that's another big one.
Yeah.
You know, AI systems can perpetuate biases.
Yeah.
So we need to be aware of that and take steps to mitigate those biases.
Right. And that kind of brings us back to, you know, the importance of critical thinking.
Right.
We can't just blindly trust these AI systems.
Absolutely.
We need to teach our students how to evaluate sources, to consider multiple perspectives.
Exactly. Because if we're asking our students to embrace the unknown, to step outside their comfort zones.
Right.
We need to model that.
Yeah. To be okay with not having all the answers.
Right.
To be open to making mistakes.
And to learn from those mistakes.
Yeah, and to bring our students along on that journey with us.
Exactly. To create a learning environment where it's safe to not know everything.
Uh-huh.
Where it's more important to ask questions than to get the right answer.
That's beautiful.
I
love that. So as we start to wrap up, you know, this deep dive, what's one key takeaway you would want our listeners to walk away with?
I would want them to remember that AI is not a threat to education.
Oh.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
An opportunity to reimagine what learning can be to create more engaging, more effective, more equitable learning experiences for all students.
And for us as educators.
Yeah.
To really, you know, reclaim our role as those facilitators of learning,
yeah.
guides on the site, you know, co-creators in this journey of discovery.
Absolutely. So let's embrace those possibilities. Let's experiment. Let's innovate.
Yeah.
Let's work together to create a future where AI empowers all learners to reach their full potential.
Beautifully said. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this exploration of AI and inquiry in higher education.
Yeah.
And we hope you found this conversation as thought-provoking as we have.
Absolutely. And, you know, we encourage you to keep exploring this fascinating topic.
Yeah.
Because the future of education is in our hands. And with AI, the possibilities are truly limitless.
Yeah. It really does make you think, you know, how will we use AI to, you know, to really empower students to become lifelong learners? It's such a big question. And it feels like we're at this really pivotal moment in education.
And we are. And it is both exciting and kind of overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have this incredibly powerful tool, but we're still trying to figure out, you know, how to use it effectively and ethically and responsibly.
Exactly. And I think one thing that's really important to remember is that, you know, AI is not a magic solution. You know, it's not going to come in and just fix everything overnight. No, yeah. Definitely not. You know, it's a tool, and like any tool, it depends on the skill of the person using it.
Right.
And in this case, it's not just the students using it. It's us as faculty, too.
Right. We have to be willing to learn and experiment and adapt and, you know, share that journey with our students.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all about that growth mindset, right?
Yeah.
And not just for our students, but for us as educators, too.
Right.
We need to be open to new possibilities.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe let go of some of those old assumptions about how teaching and learning should work.
Yeah, and be okay with not having all the answers.
Mm.
You know, one of the most important things we can teach students is how to be comfortable with uncertainty.
Right.
How to ask good questions. How to just keep learning throughout their lives.
Because the world is changing so quickly, right?
It is.
And those, you know, jobs of the future might not even exist yet.
Yeah.
So what we can do is equip students with those, you know, transferable skills, those human skills that AI can't replicate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Things like critical thinking, creativity, communication, collaboration.
Right. Problem solving, adaptability, emotional intelligence.
Exactly. All those things that make us human.
Yeah, because those are the skills that help us, you know, navigate complexity and build relationships and solve those problems that require more than just processing information.
Right. And those skills are going to become even more valuable in an AI-driven world.
Uh-huh.
As AI takes over more of those routine tasks. It's those human skills that are really going to set people apart in the workforce.
Yeah. So it's not about, you know, humans versus machines.
Right.
It's about how they can work together, how they can, you know, complement each other's strengths.
Exactly. And that's where I think the real magic happens, when
yeah.
we can harness that power of AI to, you know, enhance human capabilities, to augment our creativity, to expand our understanding of the world.
Yeah. It's about seeing AI as this partner, this collaborator in this journey of, you know, learning and discovery.
Exactly.
It's a really exciting vision.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's a vision that has the potential to really transform education,
yeah.
you know, in profound and positive ways.
It's about empowering students to be,
yeah.
you know, not just consumers of information, but creators of knowledge and innovators and problem solvers who are ready to tackle these challenges of the 21st century.
Right.
It's about reimagining what's possible.
Yes.
You know, breaking down those traditional barriers of the classroom.
And empowering students to become those lifelong learners. Adaptable, resilient, you know, ready for whatever the future holds.
Because in a world that's changing so fast,
mm-mm.
the ability to learn and adapt and evolve is really, you know, maybe the most valuable skill we can give our students.
It's the key to unlocking their potential, to shaping their own destinies, to making a positive impact on the world.
And that's what education is really all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So let's go back to that question we posed earlier. You know, how will you use AI to empower your students to become lifelong learners? It's a question worth, you know, really thinking about and exploring and experimenting with. Well, that's about all the time we have for today.
Oh.
But, you know, thank you so much for joining us on this exploration of AI
yeah.
and inquiry in higher education. We hope you found it as thought-provoking as we did.
Absolutely.
And you know, we encourage you to keep exploring these questions, to keep questioning, to keep learning.
Yes.
And until next time, you know, keep diving deep into these really important topics.
Bye, everyone.